Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, 111 Productions, iHeart Media, iHeart Radio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart's Ice Cream. And that might be coming a reality. Season 6, Episode 16, Bridesmaid Revisited. I am joined by my intrepid crew, Suzanne French, you know, or your lover, Amy Sugarman. Too bad she isn't more busy. She wouldn't be able to sleep. And how is everybody doing? How is
Tara isn't here yet because she's loading up part of the set for Wednesday into her car, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. She's got part of Luke's diner and a sort of a Luke / Gilmore living room shoving in the trunk of her car.
It's
right
a big
now.
Responsibility. Let me tell
you. That's pressure.
It's a lot of pressure on Tara. So we wish her
the
best.
She actually sent a text. She's coming, and she sent a text a minute ago that said, It fit.
Well, we're still prepping the big night. Oh. It was January 17th at the iHeart Theater, Burbank, California. Still get tickets at our
When we're taping Instagram this, we're just a couple days out.
Yeah, man. So go to our Instagram page, I Am All In Pod. Instagram, you'll see the links and you'll be able to get the live show tickets and the streaming tickets, which I think more of you will be able to do since this is a global audience.
Yes.
And man, I tell you, it's just getting, we may add another layer to this, which we can't announce yet, but there's some interesting food things happening. There are food negotiations happening.
Well, considering you're the proprietor,
proprietor
of a diner. It makes sense.
I know.
Does everyone think that you know how to like cook?
I do. They just assume. I do know how to cook. And once they've had my food, then they're convinced that.
Then
I
they're
know how
convinced
to cook.
That you are Luke.
Yeah. I cooked. I cooked some mean burgers last night for the family.
You are out of meat this week though because you fired the meat guy. There's no bacon at the diner right now.
Not at my home. There's plenty of meat. And juicy burgers abounded in our kitchen, let me tell you.
Oh, I like it. Do you do it inside or on the grill outside?
I don't know. I just do it in a pan.
And yeah, I do too.
Listen, my test is when my little guy bites into that burger and he's holding it perpendicular and the blood comes out of the meat and hits the plate, then he gets that smile on his face. Very animalistic ritual we perform once a week on Burger Night.
Oh my God. Oh, so you do Burger Night once a week.
Oh, we love it. Yeah, we love it.
That's so cute.
Yeah, we love it. We have our rituals, yeah.
So. Oh my God, I love it.
Oh yeah. And we hope to make these live shows a ritual as well.
Oh, I like how you did that.
And wouldn't that be nice to have a nice family dinner, not once a week, but maybe, I don't know, a couple times a year, maybe every other month. We'll see. We'll see how it goes on Wednesday. It's shaping up to be quite the affair.
I do think it's going to be a really, really fun time. So if you are in the California area, come on Wednesday.
Yeah, come on down. And you can catch me at the CCAs on Sunday. Oh, this will probably drop Monday, so I've already
done it. Oh, wait, you're going to the Critics' Choice Awards?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, CW wants us to go, wants me to go and represent the show. We're going to do the red carpet. We're going to be sitting in the room with the big muckety mucks. They're all going to
be
there.
That's cool. Yeah, so when people are listening to this, you will have gone last night. It's Friday right now, guys. Yeah. So this will air Sunday. Right. So Scott, you'll basically be there when this airs.
Right, which explains the redness.
Now, will you be wearing to the Critics' Choice Awards what you're supposed to be wearing on Wednesday? I'm nervous about that now.
No.
Okay, good.
I actually dug into my closet because I was panicking. Like, I don't have anything to wear. I don't have a suit.
I thought of what you should wear on Wednesday.
No, you did, because I was panicked and I texted you. I'm like, what am I going to wear this thing? Because I don't know what to do. And I want Amy's professional opinion. She's been doing this for 100.
And you don't want to look like a schlub.
Right. I want to dress. And I told her, I want to dress up. I this is a big deal. I want to, I'm in the Johnny Carson, Jay Leno theater, for God's sake. So
what are you going to wear on Sunday? What did you wear last night?
Well, I went through my closet, didn't think I had anything. 5 brand new suits with the tags still on them.
Oh my God, what did you forget about?
Yeah, I don't go out
because you never wear suits.
Dress fancy. So I lay them out on the bed. I find this one. It's fantastic.
Great.
It fits like a glove. When I put it on, I actually heard the theme song to the James Bond movie.
You know what is true? And this was like, it used to be more sort of problematic, is that like men would wear their suits. They were like way too big.
Yeah. No.
That was sort of in the 90s. It was like, oh God.
But now this one is fitted.
I like it.
And it's a couple of years old. I can't even remember when I got it or how I got it.
It's always
a photo shoot or an appearance and somebody gives you something. And so I have a ton of these things. I didn't even realize it. So this thing fits like
timeless.
A glove. I've got a shoe issue, so I've got to get shoes for it. Because I don't have the
shoes
for it.
You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
So we've improved upon a Vineyard Valentine.
Yeah, I think we have very much. I think we... The bar was not too high, but this one bounded well.
Yes. The craziest thing, and I'll let Suzanne do the synopsis, is the guest stars, the famous now, not famous then, guest stars throughout this episode. It was almost like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Yeah,
took me out of the episode a little bit, but yet I was still kind of into it.
Might be the best guest star episode of all time.
Yeah, it's Leslie Odom Jr., Abigail Spencer, Arden Mirren. Like, it goes on and on, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But Suzanne, I digress. Yeah.
All right, so this is Bridesmaids Revisited. It aired on February 28th, 2006, which was my birthday. Thank you very much.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday in 2006.
Yeah. Thank you. Rory and Logan attend Honor's wedding, but Rory finds out what Logan was really up to during their time apart. Lorelai plays babysitter to Christopher's daughter, Gigi, and Lane and Zach take a big leap in their relationship.
Okay, so I know we're going to dig into it. Uh-huh. We won't answer these questions yet, but my main questions I want to address throughout this episode is, did Rory overreact or underreact? Lane and Zach getting married, what? And Lorelai and Gigi and Christopher, did she handle that correctly, not correctly? Did Christopher So as we talk about it, I really want to dig into all that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So we start with the diner. No bacon. Kirk is on a juice cleanse of some kind. He's sort of ahead of his time on that.
It's always something with him.
Sniffing the food. Stop sniffing my fiance. Yeah. And then, you know, I think the sort of important thing is that Lorelai tells you she's going to Rory's panel discussion and that Christopher's going to be there. So she's really working hard to sort of inform you, be overly transparent about
right.
Until she took Gigi for the day and didn't tell you, but whatever.
It didn't matter to me. As soon as we got to that panel, I was like, why the hell isn't Luke there? You know, he should be there.
I also was like, why so much cheek kissing between these two?
It's a lot of kissing.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
We need to talk about that.
I think the writers are very good at making us feel very uncomfortable about this relationship. I think they're just sticking it in. You know, they're just keep twisting the knife in us, man. It's like,
so yeah, it was interesting that Luke didn't go. You would have thought he would be there. But it's also like middle of the day, and it wasn't the biggest. It was sort of a, you know.
No, I think it's kind of a big deal.
Medium big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. I mean, she's on a panel at Yale. So it's like, that'd be a nice thing to attend if, you know.
Anyway. It was a little painful, I would assume, for Lorelai and me to find out that Lane was spending so much time with April. Not that I didn't think Lane should spend time with April, but that Lorelai hasn't been included. And obviously Luke has no issue. I thought they got a little sideways on all the games and the battleship, and I didn't care.
So he hasn't once invited her to spend any time with the two of them, has he, or no? Suzanne?
No.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's a little odd.
Yeah. This whole opening gave me kind of some big feelings. Because you could really see when Lane was talking about, you know, I played this game with April, and she seems to know April well. And Lorelai is like trying to contribute to the conversation, like, well, I used to play games with Rory. Like, you can see she's kind of sad that Lane is forming a relationship with April, and yet she's not even allowed to be in the same room with her.
Right. It's weird.
So I already started out kind of annoyed with Luke at that whole scenario.
Or the situation.
And like later, because she mentions the games later when Gigi comes in. So we'll talk about that when we get there. But
And is it Luke not, quote, allowing her, or is Lorelai not pushing it? For me, it's all sort of like, what's going on?
I don't think it's Luke trying to protect Lorelai's feelings that she couldn't handle something like that. I think Lorelai can handle any situation, right? I mean, she's very adaptable. She can fit into, you can plug her into any situation and she's going to thrive. I just think it's a weird Luke quirk that I wasn't aware of. And now it's coming to the fore and it's a bit odd, you know?
Yeah, it is.
There's an episode coming up where he actually says why he's acting like this. So I'm not going to give any spoilers.
You have foreknowledge. It's not fair.
Yeah.
You're Suzanne French and you know all. It's not fair to hit us over the head with the Suzanne I know all sword over our heads. Thank you.
Yeah, but we're sort of like mystified.
I think she's trying to let Luke take the lead because he's the one that has the kid. And so she's trying to let him take the lead on bringing her in, but at the same time, he's just completely oblivious to her feelings. And like I said, when we talked about the Martha's Vineyard episode, I had hoped that he almost was like on the edge of an epiphany right there, like, hey, I'm kind of screwing this up, and I'd hoped that it would get better and he would start kind of integrating her into that relationship. But now we see it's really not happening that way yet. So,
is it that he feels so secure and they're so good in their relationship, so solid and grounded, that it's like, she's giving me my space and I'll just take this space? And
I think you're onto something. First of all, Suzanne, you said that so well. And Scott, I think you're getting where my head is at, is sort of like, he's almost just thinking this is how she wants it too. So he's like, okay, you know, I don't think he's intentionally trying to even control the situation. I think he thinks like, oh, this is just how we're both equally deciding it to be.
Right.
Right.
Even though it wasn't equal at all.
That's right.
He thinks it was.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's unspoken, but it's not equitable. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. That sort of is subtext of this sort of, you know, kind of somewhat goofy scene with Kirk, yada, yada. So then we go to the paper and we're sort of continuing to realize how unhinged Harris is,
really,
and that Doyle's sort of dealing with it too.
She wouldn't kind of look him in the eye. She wouldn't look Rory in the eye. That was hysterical.
Right. And she's like, my favorite part. So two things are happening. First, I see the credits and you see Abigail Spencer, Arden Meir, and Leslie Odom Jr., all these names of people that you're like, oh, wow, they really went on to do more. And then I loved, there's a Saw 2 shout out.
Yes.
Which I thought was so funny because you haven't even done Saw, whatever one you were in. Were you in 4?
4 and 5.
Right. So it's like, it was so, a crystal ball knowing, hey, we're going to give Saw a shout out. Maybe the Saw people are watching. Then they discover Scott and put you in the movie. Wait, you were in 2 of them?
Yeah.
You didn't die in Saw 4.
Supposed to be in 3.
Did you die in Saw 5?
I died in, at the end of 5.
So you didn't do 6.
Because the big money in the contract was coming in 6 and they didn't want to pay me.
So I gotta rewatch it. But anyway, I say that every time. Yeah. So we kind of get the gist of Doyle and Rory are chatting and you sort of realize like, oh, Paris, kind of a mess.
Right.
And it was fine. It was fine.
Inevitable.
Yeah. I sort of later enjoy... It was a nice setup for the bar scene later. So we sort of had to have it to get there. Then we go to the music store and Lane's going in to hang her sign and she realizes there's Zach playing banjo.
God, that was good. That song was so funny. It was so good. It was so good.
Joel's still around.
Oh, Joel just killed it. You know, what? That is some facial hair.
And Joel's mom was there.
Can we just talk about the mutton chops on steroids on Joel? How great is that look? I mean, that is a... talk about a Muppet.
Yeah, legit. And then you start to realize like, ooh, Zach's feeling something. Mm-hmm. We're not totally sure yet what's going to happen, but wow.
Best episode I've seen with Zach.
I agree.
He just killed it.
Because the bat mitzvah scene is great, as well as in the diner when we get the big ta-da.
Yeah, Todd Lowe killed it in this episode.
Great. I agree.
Yeah, he was great.
So then we get Rory in her fancy outfit for the panel, which was a bit sexy for the panel.
I thought it was, you know what? I'm not even going to comment because I don't want to get the email, so.
I will.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Senator.
It was a very cute outfit that was probably a bit low cut for a Yale panel, but you do you, boo. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
it was very cute. Very cute. And Logan was in his tie, and he looked very cute because he was heading to the wedding rehearsal, which he has his sort of bit about why am I have to go to this.
Can I just say something here? Logan's an alcoholic. He's drinking hard stuff in the morning.
Yeah, he was having a cocktail. I put a note about that.
That ain't no mo.
I don't know that it was 7 a.m. though. I kind of thought it was more like 1. But I think what we're supposed to understand is that he needs that because he's heading to this train wreck with his family.
Yeah,
I think he actually, if I'm remembering correctly, they did actually say the time was 2 o'clock.
The wedding rehearsal.
He's already drinking, and then she makes a comment about how he can take his flask with him to get through the rest of the
day. He loads up the flask. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
So yeah, correct. Not ideal.
Boy's got a lot on his mind. Let's just say that.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief, from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to astroproallergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I do like the kiss. Mm-hmm. I do like their entryway. Mm-hmm. We do sort of realize it's a big, a very, very large studio.
Right. Mm-hmm. With a walk-in closet.
Loft. Right. It is one very big room.
Right.
And he comes back and says, "You look incredible, knock him dead." You know, that was cute.
Yeah, that was perfect. Because it was like, as soon as they closed the door, I'm like, "Where's the kiss? What's going on?" Boom.
Yeah, back that was a cute, that nice. Was a cute scene. Fine. It maybe belabored the wedding rehearsal bit a tad bit too much, but otherwise.
We are being led around by our nose rings by the writing staff.
Yes. So then we get to the panel and Chris has had a haircut. And I thought the kiss, that was the first cheek kiss. Which I thought, okay, that it wasn't, I noticed it.
It was Amy, it was too much. It was one-sided and Kiss really dug his lips into her cheek.
It was a lot.
It was not a friendly thing. It was like, we're in a relationship deal.
Yeah, like, wasn't a fan. I did like the haircut. I thought the short hair looked good, but I'm just generally not a Christopher fan, and I thought he was a little like I felt like he was kind of trying too hard. Like he was trying to be witty with the jokes and I don't know.
Yeah, but then, you know, he doesn't know any vocabulary words, so that kind of wipes that out. So.
Yeah.
I don't mind this part. I have more critique later with the Gigi sitch, but we'll get to that. Yeah. There was a funny Milk Dud line.
Yes. Should I dud him?
Yeah, dud him.
Do you know what the feeling I get from the situation is? Tell that Christopher is holding on to hope that they are going to get back together. So there's like some Emily in him. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
And that's the thing that's a little jarring.
Yeah,
for
I think
me.
It's like it's sort of in the back of his mind. Like you can tell, like it's not like he knows he sort of has no chance right now, but I don't think he ever thinks he actually has no chance.
But is he right? Is he is he really respecting that boundary? Right, that she's in a committed relationship. Does it get too like, hey, we're a family again? And
yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like it's very subliminal, right? But it's almost like he sort of is always like, even though she's got this, I'm still the priority. Kind of. I'll always be the priority because I'm the father, whatever.
Right.
And the way you said it was subliminal, I agree with that because I noticed, I've seen this episode a lot of times, but for the first time when I rewatched it last night and noticed for the first time that the way that the scene was blocked, it really seemed like they were trying to emphasize the three of them as a family. Like when they finish the panel, she comes up and they're standing together and she joins them and they have a group hug. I don't know, just the way they were all arranged in the shot. I'm like, I think the writers are trying to make us think a certain way here.
Yeah, they're creating tension, building tension, which is what they have to do because there's no more tension left in the Luke Lorelei getting together. So now it's a new.
Mm-hmm. So this is where we see Leslie Odom Jr., which... Mm-hmm. He a young sort of before he was a star, Leslie Odom Jr., except I did not understand one thing he was saying in the panel. Like anything that they were sort of saying, I was like, didn't get it.
Like, I think they were trying to emphasize that these people are just on a plane of intellectuality that the rest of us just aspire to.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And that he was, you know, espousing opinions based on no experience, and Rory slammed him for that.
Yes, and you get the gist that she nailed it. She did great. The crowd's with her. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, Chris and Lorelai are like, we created her. She's, she's getting laughs. Then she has to take a rain check because she can't go get a milkshake or whatever they, whatever sort of like 50s college-y. Right.
And let's not talk ethics unless you're in the real world, pal. You know, come on.
Right. So then we kind of have the conversation between Chris and Lorelai that he wants to take his mom to see the father's, you know, at the father's plot at the cemetery, and the single parent thing is hard and he's trying to get her into school. And I think this is where Lorelai says, I'll take her. I think they're walking out or something. And you're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Is that a little weird?
Yeah. It's getting a little too chummy there. And, in that world, but we're supposed, but it's good writing. It's where we're supposed to feel. We're supposed to feel awkward and uncomfortable. The tension's supposed to ramp up. So that's good. It's all good.
And it's setting up a contrast, which is starting to make me a little uncomfortable because we have Luke who is saying, no, 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 you can't be a part of my kid's life. And now we have Christopher, who's like, here, take my kid for the afternoon.
Yep. Yeah.
It's making me a little nervous at this point.
It feels like it's getting too far down the road there with these three, and they're going to get together again.
That's an important call out, Suzanne, I think, that you make there, that like, right, Chris is so like, take her, be involved, like, blah, blah, blah. So then we get to the scene at the bat mitzvah. So you know, the minute you walk in, you're like, oh my God, here it is.
You can hear his voice.
You see Gil on stage.
You can hear that. Oh man, that was beautiful.
Is that a montage he did? I pulled the lyrics because it's not all of Holla Back Girl, right? Like he's created sort of a montage.
Well, he did his own.
It was a segment of it.
Right. So he says, so that's right, dude. Meet me at the bleachers. No principals, no student teachers. Both of us want to be the winner, but there can only be one. So I'm going to fight. Going to give it my all. Going to make you fall. Going to sock it to you. That's right. I'm the last one standing. And another one bites the dust. A few times I've been around that track. So it's not just going to happen like that. I ain't no holla back, girl. I ain't no holla back, girl. And then
Oh, great. Tara. Tara.
Hello.
Hi,
Tara. Tara has gotten the rug in her trunk, and she is now here.
All right, great. good job.
So Tara, we're jumping in at the you're joining us at the bat mitzvah.
Oh, perfect.
So, the bat mitzvah was iconic. Gil's speech is sort of
oh god
cringy and amazing.
Just great.
I had to laugh when Brian said, I think you used too much whammy bar on my humps, because that just, I just busted out trying to think of the, them doing my humps.
My humps. It's so good. The party's iconic because it's like, first of all, I don't know if you guys all watched the Adam Sandler movie about the bat mitzvah that just came out that everyone watched.
No, but I heard it was really good.
Oh, it is really good. And that bat mitzvah is like, you know, the six-figure bat mitzvah, so over the top. And this one is sort of the classic 90s, early 2000s. Like, we're in some sort of a weird room at a hotel or like at a...
It's like a rec hall or something.
Rec hall, yeah. Like, I was going to say it, like the veterans hall. With the sort of cutout decor, all the kids jamming. I just loved everything about it. And then that this is where Zach has his big speech and moment to get the band back together. The whole thing, I'm just like, this is so rad.
I had a little tiny flag on this, though, because I thought it was interesting that Brian and Gil stayed together, but they didn't keep Lane with them. Like, they had some other guy on drums.
Yeah, but maybe she chose that. She maybe just was like, I'm out. I don't know.
It's too painful to even be with those
guys. Yeah, or like she
guys.
Doesn't want to do bat mitzvahs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I also thought
in the beginning, she was talking about how she, you know, she's making that flyer that she wants to be in a band again, and she misses playing and she wants to be in a band again. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting that those two
stayed
together.
But do you think Lane wants to be playing Hava Nagila? I don't, to me, it was like maybe she doesn't want to be doing the bat mitzvah circuit. I think Gil and Brian were like,
I think it's more, I think it's just more that it's ruined for her because of the Zach thing.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's no, I just, let me scrub this and start anew.
She's just over it with them. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like that the Feldman boy was eating maraschino cherries. Sorry, Tara.
I was going to say, my flag was really, really random. But when they stop playing and they're like, all right, we're going to get ready. It's like, it was just silent. Like, no party is there ever just like silence. I was like, can we put like a backtrack on or something?
Oh, God. The kid was shoving the maraschino cherries and it's just all rock.
I actually turned away on that one.
Oh, my God. It's so good. All right. So then we go. Now Logan and Rory are back together at the wedding. There's someone's looking for their cufflinks. I think Josh is looking, somebody's looking for their cufflinks. Rory looks very cute. She's in a great dress with a great coat. The bride's in the wedding sweats, which seemed like all those bridesmaids and brides were in juicy sweats. I was like, are they all wearing juicy?
Yeah, they for sure were juicy sweats. Yeah. That was so the era too. It was 2006.
Totally.
Yeah.
The wedding planner, the whole thing. So I thought, okay, this is all great. We're getting the setup of the wedding. Mm-hmm. Then we go back to the house where Christopher has dropped off Gigi. And that was insane to me.
This is what happens when a child isn't disciplined. That's all there is to it. That's how they are. God.
I mean, I've never seen a kid act like that.
I have.
That was really over the top.
Right? I have. No.
Wow.
That is not over the top, actually. No.
That's just a kid who gets told yes, whatever they want, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. They turn into monsters. They do.
Wow.
And they scream at the top of their lungs. And it's wild. It's just absolutely wild. And that was a mild version of a spoiled kid. Yeah.
Lorelai was really calm. If that happened at my house, I would be losing my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I would actually have a panic attack.
I don't think I would like Sharpie on my hardwood floors.
Yeah.
My new hardwood floors.
Yeah.
That would be stressful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They just remodeled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like brand new.
Yeah. So we kind of are getting the scene. There's a funny Full House shout out. There's they kiss again. There's a Christopher kiss again. So that was sort of, man, these two kiss a lot, right?
They're kissing. Yeah. They know how to get on our nerves. really know how to get under our skin. And when I say us, I mean the fan base.
No, exactly. Right. Of course.
Guys, lunch is here. I have to eat. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Can you keep talking while you eat?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't care. Eat away.
My apologies.
We're fine.
You've been going since 5 a.m.
What it is.
I'm starving.
You've been going since 5 a.m. You're good.
Yeah, I'm starving. I'm sorry.
Okay, so then we go from Lorelai's house, which still to me, I was like, Gigi is, she's like a devil child. But anyway, then we get to the bridesmaids. And we've got all the bridesmaids dealing with their looks and they're warning Rory about the dignitaries. And we're trying to get Honor's slingbacks on and yada, yada. And all of a sudden, I already was nervous because I knew, I'm like, oh, I know what's coming. And then one of the bridesmaids talks about how she wants to hook up. And all of a sudden it's like, I've been there, done that. And you just realize, oh my God, they've all been with Logan. All of them, which is also so weird.
I didn't think it was that surprising, actually. Just knowing his past, I was like, I was shocked that Rory was as shocked as she was. The timing, and we'll get there, the timing that they talked about, yes. But like, I was like, doesn't she expect that he slept with all these girls at some point?
His sister's friends, that's creepy and gross. Like,
yeah, that was my thing. Like, we knew he's been with a lot of people, but like his sister's friends, like he could have probably any woman that he wanted.
That's
like,
what I think, Suzanne. Yeah.
Rotating through his sister's friends. Like that was.
Oh, see, I just thought I didn't think that was abnormal. Cause like,
well, it's also weird girls, friend code, right? So let's suspend disbelief and say, okay, he's going to hook up with one of his sister's friends. I just don't think all of them are going to do it after one of them. Right. So say you've got a best friend group. Like if my best friend, Lisa, kisses somebody in the group, I don't think our other five friends are going to also go kiss him. That's where I was like, did the bridesmaids not have any code with each other?
I mean, probably not. I don't know. It was just a weird group.
Well, she just kept saying she didn't care. She'll sleep with anybody that won.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
She was hysterical.
Yeah. So casting note on that scene, that bridesmaid who said she would sleep with anybody, she was also one of the debutantes at Rory's coming out ball. She was the one talking about her lipstick and all that.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food. But that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So Abigail Spencer, who obviously was on Grey's Anatomy, and she was on that time travel show that I love with Matt Lanter. That was
which one was she in The Bridesmaids?
She's the dark haired one,
the brunette with the long hair.
She's on that new show with Donald Faison and John Cryer.
Yeah,
extended family.
She had a great turn of phrase there in that. That was a really fun scene with all those girls. They were great. Mm-hmm.
Totally. They're all talented. So Arden Mirren, who's going to be on with us, has gone on to do many things. Wait, Suzanne, do you know the name of the actress that was also the debutante?
I did until you just asked me.
By the way, Abigail was on Suits. I didn't realize.
Yeah. And she also, what was that great time travel? Somebody look up.
Oh, Timeless.
Timeless. That was so good.
And the other bridesmaid with the short hair, that was Ed Herman's daughter, FYI.
No way.
No way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah, that Ryan. Was, they That's really fun, just put a great thought. Group of bridesmaids together.
They really did.
I will say the banter between them was great.
Totally. And then it was Rory hiding the pain too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, not a fun scene, but the banter between them was fun.
Yeah.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's rough. And she has to hide it. And then you sort of see her, I mean, combination of like shock, hurt, sadness, disappointment, just the whole thing, all the air is just sucked out of her.
I don't blame her. You know, that's a
That would have been, even if it, on some level she forgives him. Oh, Samantha Shelton. That's who the other one was.
Yeah, that's it.
So even if she knows they were broken up on a break, it was very friends with that, it still sucks. It doesn't right. suck.
It's yeah. still shocking. Yeah.
And sucks because she didn't go out and do that.
No, it's a double standard almost, right?
Well, yeah. And also like she didn't realize they were ever separated. She just thought they were
on a break,
not talking.
What is on a break though? If you're on a break, doesn't that mean you can go kiss girls?
I think you have to equally decide that, though. I think you have to be like, are we just not going to see each other for 2 weeks and not talk? Or are we going out on and dating other people and then we'll come back together? I think you have to decide as a couple. Yeah.
Parameters. Yeah. Parameters were not negotiated in this one.
No, but I think Logan was wrong in sort of thinking they were broken up, because the fight in the pub was pretty major. And I sort of was like, that seems like they're broken up.
But they never, like, they're broken up now.
I think the question in her mind is, we're supposed to be in love. You said you love me. How can you sleep with somebody else because we're on a break?
Well, he hadn't said it yet, right? He hadn't said it yet. She'd said it.
Yeah.
Well, and also Logan, he doesn't know what a relationship is like. So I'm not trying to say what he did was okay, but I think in his head, he doesn't know how this works. When for Rory, if someone's in an argument, you have an argument, you maybe don't talk for a day, and then you just like figure it out. You kind of move past it. Like with anyone you love, friends, family, like you get into an argument and then you pick up the next day and you're like, hey, that happened. And
listen, I think that's an excuse that guys use. They don't know how that works. No, they know how it works. They know.
But do you think in this moment, Logan knew?
I think he thought they were broken up.
No.
He thought they were broken up. He says it. We were broken up. And she says, we were taking a break. And I think, look, I don't condone Logan. Like, I don't think you should break up with somebody and 4 seconds later, you're sleeping with your sister's bridesmaids. That being said, I don't know that I think he was hurt. He says that later in this, two scenes away. He was distraught, and he's just doing, it was like drinking, right? So he's like drinking out of his flask and like
that. I believe that. I believe his insecurity made him do that.
Yeah.
He didn't think he was worthy of her in the first place. And now that's confirmed. So he's just going to screw it, you know?
Right.
No pun intended.
Because I do think, look, when they have that fight in the pub and off they go, if I was just a bystander, I'd be like, well, those two just broke up. And I don't really, there is no, like, what? So she needed a formal conversation or paperwork saying we've broken up. It's like, no, they had this massive fight. She basically tells him to hit the road. They're broken up. Do you think Ross and Rachel were broken up?
I feel like that's like the forever argument.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever going to figure that one out. Is that really where like we were on a break? Really, like
yes, everyone refers we to that, were right? On a break.
Like
yes.
I knew it was from that, but I'm like, we all now refer to it as like the
totally.
Friends.
That's why yeah. it's so. That's yeah. why this storyline. You're like, they were on a break or they were broken up. It's the same thing.
Wait, so what do you think about Friends? If we're just comparing,
I think that they were on a break, mm-hmm. but that. If Ross, he didn't cheat because they were on a break.
Because didn't they, I'm trying to remember, it's been a while since I've seen that Friends episode, but didn't they literally yeah. say,
they
I think
said
Rachel
it,
said, we need a break
right.
from us. Like they literally named it a break.
That's right. And that's what Rory said. We were on a break. Isn't a break, a break to me is a temporary breakup.
But did they say that to each
Scott,
other?
Scott's like, no.
Scott's just like listening, sitting back, eating and listening. But like, but that's the thing is like Rory and or Logan never said it to each other. I think that makes a difference.
True. I guess true. I can't really argue
Wait a
that.
Minute. If you're a couple and things are going well, you have a blowout fight like that. If you say let's take a break because it's so heated, then the chances are greater that you're going to end up breaking up after the break is over than you are getting back together. Because if you were going to get back together, you would talk the next day.
I agree, Scott. Right? Like they were on such a break, right? So Rory right. and Logan did not talk. It's not like they had that big fight and then the next day they talked. It was like days on days on days.
Nobody's reaching out to resolve it.
They were broken up.
Yeah.
Logan is kind of right. Like, I'm not going to say he was 1,000% right, but he was sort of right.
Which, I think they're both right.
I think you're right, Scott. I think they're both right. And it's just two perspectives and two things can be true.
And how many girls did he hook up with?
Like a lot, but that's Logan.
But like, no, I'm just trying to think like realistically, like you, how many, they were apart for like the whole holiday season.
Well,
right?
And I didn't get that he hooked up with all of them. During well, that, I sort of also thought maybe somewhere before Rory. I don't know. I was confused on the
We
time.
Know that just amongst the bridesmaids, he slept with two of them and fooled around with the third one.
So, but there so has to be other girls.
How many there were that weren't bridesmaids? I mean, yeah, there could have been
right,
a gazillion more. We don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. One, not like I'm saying it's a pass, but if you're on a break, one is like, okay, if you're going with that many girls, then like... All right, dude, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some people eat ice cream.
Logan, you guys. Well, I know. You're acting like you don't know Logan.
No, I know, but
eating like six girls and Rory.
It's a tad unclean.
Rory was literally at his house and someone knocked on the door. Like, it was so crazy.
No, but like every day someone, that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't. Right. It's also still a TV show. Yeah, so we go back to Lorelai's and Gigi is just totally unhinged. It's just totally crazy. She's screaming. And then the line is funny. Wait till your father gets home. Like, but it was also just so like, this kid's crazy.
Yeah. Not the kid's fault though. It's shocking that Christopher is not an effective parent.
I did like,
but I do empathize with him. It's hard to say no to your kid, but you got to learn to do it.
Yeah,
because you're not serving them by saying yes all the time.
You can relate. You have one kid,
well,
so it's so hard. You know, like I get it, but like, right, you can't just say yes all the time.
But he's a sweetheart. He's a good boy. He knows the boundaries. He just
right, but that's probably because you did it from the beginning too.
Oh, we did. Oh yes,
right.
Oh yes, we did. Yep.
So okay, so then we go back, and now we have Rory and Logan. So Logan comes in, and Rory has not attended the wedding and has just stayed in that room, and you sort of get the. Like, you made me walk into a room full of girls you had sex with. We have the debate. Did he cheat? In his mind, no. In her mind, yes. He loves her. He was lonely and depressed. And why would he tell her? Right? Like, was he supposed to tell her?
No.
What do you guys think on that? No.
Because that's ending the relationship. Because if he tells her, if he calls her and says, hey, I met somebody, and he makes a big meal out of this and a big deal out of it, that means... maybe he loves her. Why is he telling me this?
Right.
That's the tough part to interpret, right?
But yeah, I wouldn't have told her either. It's like they were broken up.
Because and then he makes if he makes a phone call and says in a general sense, listen, I'm going to see other people. That's right, also to her, that's we're broken up.
Yes.
He's not going to do that.
Do you think so? I agree. Like, he wouldn't have told her, but he knows his sister's friends and that group, and they're all gossips. Like, did you not think that? I feel like Logan, smart guy, that they would just start chit chatting at some point and gossiping and like, or at least warn her, like, some of those girls that you're going to be in a room with.
I agree with that too. Yeah. I agree with you there.
Okay.
Because
like,
some of them were a lot more nervous. Like,
smart guy that drinks at 2 in the afternoon and carries around a flask.
Right. He should have been more nervous.
And he's 20.
Yeah, he was way too cool about it. Like, even if he didn't hook up with some of those girls on their break, he hooked up with some before they were together.
Right.
Yes. It would be awkward.
Right. Listen, yes, all it is, it's a classic case of reversion to the mean, which means he's in an outlier relationship that he's never been in before. He's in love. Now that's taken, there's an obstacle now. They're somewhat broken up. He's going to revert to the mean.
Which and is guys his, do this all his the old time.
Behavior. That's his old behavior. So that's what he's going back to.
I mean, it's Scandoval.
Huh?
They all do this. They date like Scandoval. Tom Sandoval was dating Ariana and Rachel. It's like a mess. Like,
who the hell is that?
Everybody listening knows. Everybody listening knows all Scandoval. Right. Right. So see what I'm saying is like,
Scott, don't worry.
I'm just going to eat my French fries. Sorry.
So it's like, it happens. Guys don't think like, oh, it's the ultimate don't pee in the pool you swim in. But everybody does it. You know, I'm just saying. So anyway,
I thought it was interesting when they were back at the apartment getting ready, and he was talking badly about them and calling them names. Like, I forget what he said, like Bimbo and Blondie and stuff. But he slept with them. Like, I don't know. I just had
that problem really with just,
he was kind of denigrating them to Rory.
He and hurts then she his finds own character. Later
that he slept with all of them. I thought that was
not a good look for him. Yeah,
exactly.
Not a good look. Yeah.
Agree. So, all right. We kind of have that situation, and it's very, it's sort of awful. It kind of was like, oh no. Mm-hmm. So then we go back to the diner, and Kirk is eating people's remains on their plate.
Gross.
Zach comes in. First of all, I was like, who's Babette sitting with? She was like, with a dude. I'm like, who's that guy?
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, who's that guy? It wasn't anyone we'd seen before.
And then I thought I didn't know that guy. So then it was sort of funny because Lane and Zach are having this very loud, intense conversation in what's quite a small diner, and half the diner is fully paying attention only to Lane and Zach. But then you had some rando diners that just kept eating. And I'm like,
they're like, this is normal.
Right. This is normal. So I'm like, what is going on? Because at first I was like, oh, the whole place is listening. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, except for that table. Like, so that was, and which was kind of closer to them anyway.
I got jealous. I thought that proposal was a heck of a lot better than Luke and Lorelai's.
It really was.
It was a lot.
We get
better.
The will you marry me? Lane says yes.
Got the whole deal.
Wait, did Babette or Kirk or both say kiss him, sugar?
They both said it.
I think it was both. Yeah.
Babette said it first, yeah. And then Kirk parroted.
That was the frickin' best. Mm-hmm. That was the best. So that was a great scene. A little too soon for them to be getting engaged, in my humble opinion, but right. Yet great scene.
It just felt, I don't know, I'm going to be a little bit of a hater. I'm not a fan of some of these scenes with Lane and like her relationship, just because it's so like they weren't even together. Now they're engaged. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, we went from like zero to 100 and I kind of just like let it slide, but I don't know. I kind of
felt the same way. Like, I was happy that Lane was happy.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm like, that was like, you would have expected at least like a hi, how are you doing kind of phone call or something, like, just, but like you said, to go straight from being broken up to being engaged.
It's sort of romantic. He got the ring. I'm kind of into it. I'm going to respect y'all, but I'm like, you know what? Great.
Luke Steiner is a place you want to go for really abrupt proposals.
Yeah. Place to be. Oh, God. That's the new slogan.
I'm okay with Lane and Zach. Like, I'm not like, they're not my favorite, but I'm not like irritated by them.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And I'm Oliver Hudson. And at last I checked, we're siblings.
And this is Sibling Revelry.
We're full blood siblings, the only full blood sibling
in our family. Well, not in the world. I mean,
no, in the whole world. This is it. Like, no one. Anyway, we're back with season 4. I can't believe it's been 4
seasons. Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. Bigger and better than ever. You might be asking yourself, what is sibling revelry?
Yeah, well, we just made it up. There is no sibling revelry. It's reveling in your sibling.
And it's fun because we've decided to open it up, you know, to really like all kinds of different siblings. And it's going to be an awesome season.
So listen to Sibling Revelry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So we go back and Gigi's asleep in Rory's room and the mess and the books and the, it's just a big mess. She's very hard to handle. She tells Chris and it becomes an argument, which I thought was like, wow. That's where you go, I get it, but also like he is enabling this kid.
Yeah.
He got very angry very quickly, didn't he?
I was about to say the same thing. It went, it escalated quickly and for no reason. Like, he started yelling.
He knows she's a mess. Like, have some awareness.
It's everybody else's fault. It's the nanny's fault. And it's the school's fault. And it's, he doesn't understand that it's his fault.
maybe him, Christopher and Logan should get together. They're kind of acting.
Well, you know, there's a whole theory and I couldn't help but get sucked into it over the holidays that, okay, I'll say it now because we can talk about it. We'll talk about it after the movies, but there's a whole theory that Christopher, that it's all parallel lives, right? That Rory and Lorelai are living parallel lives. And Christopher is Logan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jess is Luke.
Jess is right. Okay.
And Max, I think it's Max, is Dean. And it's
Max, you know, it's, Dean?
Yeah. And it's not so like,
what?
It doesn't have to be so correct.
Right.
It's loose, right? It's loose parallel lines. Hmm. And I sort of was like, you know.
Did this scene bring it out for you?
I just thought, there's something to that theory that is all over the internet.
Yeah.
And then what I did think was interesting that I will say, and we can discuss it for the next year. The ending to the movies, which I won't say because Danielle's coming back and I don't want to ruin anything. But the ending to the movies is allegedly how Amy Sherman-Palladino wanted to end the series, which would have made a lot more sense 10 years earlier or whenever it was. And then you really would have been like, these two are living complete parallel lives.
What's the theory on how many seasons she wanted the show to go before she ended it?
I have no idea, actually. That's a great question. Nobody knows. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I sort of agree, like that would have been an amazing ending to the show
10 years prior.
It still was a good ending to the movies, even though the movies were, but we'll talk about that later. So, okay, let's go back to the bar.
So that ending that she wanted was really a beginning of a new chapter.
That's right. Right. Because Rory would have had that ending at the age of 20 something,
right,
as opposed to 30 something, which is sort of like, well, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different,
like, it's not as big of a deal,
or it's just sort of a different deal too, right? Like, okay, well then marry Logan and start your family with him. And that's, you know, whatever.
I don't think Warner Brothers was thinking about the end of the series. They were thinking about this thing going for 15 seasons.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. The money.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I mean, sure. I mean, they were operating at a deficit for so long, and then it became a hit after 4 years, and they started making a little money. You know, they got to make some money. That's what they're doing it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all correct, and we can debate this for the next literally year. So we go to the bar, which I did think was like, Rory being drunk is funny. It was a little weird. She's like, barkeep. Like, no one says that. But then there's Nassim Pedred from Saturday Night Live, another person who went on to do many things. She was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, SNL, all these things. So I thought, there we go again. That's interesting.
Yep.
Another famous person in this episode. And then there's drunk Doyle. Rory's drunk. Doyle's drunk.
Such a great scene.
Pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
Love sucks. Paris threw me out. That sucks. Logan had too many blondes for Thanksgiving.
And like him wearing her coat at the end.
Oh, classic. And then he licked her
runs
neck.
Out of money. Like the whole her. Thing. Oh, and then they hug and then he's sort of like kissing with her. It's just so weird.
That was classic.
And I love how she never brings it up. Like Rory never brings it up again.
Mm-hmm. She probably didn't remember it.
I mean, good point. I was kind of like waiting.
I don't know, that image of him in the coat and her walking away saying what a day or what did she say? What a horrible day.
Oh yeah.
This day keeps getting worse.
Also with her like with
could
her,
this
like,
day get worse
right yeah, yeah, could yeah. this day get worse
with her like just... laptop case.
Oh my god, it's just so bad. So then you get Christopher and Lorelai on the phone, sort of having the conversation where he finally is like, I'm sorry. Like, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Because I didn't need to drag that out. And he's sort of like, I've ruined her. I suck as a dad, you know, and he's kind of having his moment. And Lorelai sort of talks him down. And also interestingly sort of says like, I'm here for you. Like, I'll help anytime. You know, it's like, that's a lot to tell him. Yeah,
it's just getting too tender here.
And yes.
I wrote that in my notes. She literally said, we will fix this. Mm-hmm. Like, not you can fix this. Mm-hmm. She said, we will fix this.
Right. It's a lot.
Do you think she just views it like we have to be friends for Rory's sake and for our sanity and, you know.
Yes, plus.
No.
Yeah, it's a friendship thing.
It's, I think she's drawn to him, right? We know that. She's always drawn to him. And I think especially right now, so she's vulnerable with Luke. She's going right back to the guy that she likes the connection.
Just
with
so
him.
Shows how fragile people really are.
Mm-hmm. You need to go, Suzanne. Tell how you think.
She's got like a hole where Luke is pulling away from her. Mm-hmm. And now here comes Christopher, who wants her help with his kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the antidote to her situation with Luke. And so I think that she's like, okay, you know, my fiance doesn't want me. Well, here, this guy wants to let me be part of his kid's life. So maybe, you know, I'll start leaning in that direction. So that's why it caught my attention when she said, we will fix this, because she's thinking, you know, now I have an opportunity to kind of fill that gap that is left by Luke treating me the way that he is.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I just think she's a good friend. I think she's being a good, am I being naive?
Yeah, because she's getting something from this. I think she's getting fulfillment, connection. I know I sound like a therapist, but it's like she wants connection, intimate connection, and she's getting it from him.
So it can be both things at once. She can just be being a friend and she's also getting connected. Right, sure.
Yes, agree. Uh-huh. I totally agree.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And he's going along with it because, you know, he always is trying to get with her. So he's like, sure, you know,
we just see his game and don't like it, but it doesn't mean her. She's just, you know, she's there for everybody. She's a really good friend to everybody. You know, she's a good person underneath it all. She's a good person.
Yeah.
Right. And she's there for him. And why would she abandon him the way, I mean, she's not like him, you know, she's actually strong. And she's a very capable person. So
she's getting sort of that mothering.
Right. I think that's what it is. I don't think it's a romantic thing. I think it's a.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, man.
I love the Luke in you. Just so hopeful. So. Okay, we get that. It's all kind of messy. And then we go to the apartment and I won't belabor it, but that was a funny sort of scene and Paris and Rory make up and hug and you're a good friend. And now she's
I'm going to do a fashion shout out. I really like that sweater on Paris and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And
it's
I
a good
think
sweater.
That
I was thinking, where can I get that sweater? I want to get it from my wife.
It's a good scene. And you get sort of the pin in it when she calls Lorelai to say, I have a new address for you. And you're like, oh, no.
Like she just moved back in. Mm-hmm. I also like that she knew what Paris wanted to hear. And she's like, you came here because I broke up with Doyle. Yeah. Rory's like, yeah, I did. Yeah. She knew if she didn't like started with, I broke up with Logan, it's going to be like, oh, Rory, it's all about you.
Yeah. They're both all about themselves. And then they found each other.
She layered that properly. Yeah.
That's but it's a good scene. It's all good. And what I would say is, great episode. Like, we came back strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From Vineyard Valentine.
A lot of belly laughs in this one.
Yeah. Really, and is it the best episode ever? No. Yeah, but and also it's, you know, I'm thinking about Lorelai and Christopher and what's going on there. And I'm thinking about Lane and Zach. I'm like, well, they're engaged. And I'm thinking about Rory and Logan, and like, it's deeper. There's sort of deep stuff in there that I'm enjoying thinking about.
It's setting up to the end of the season for sure. I feel like there was like the lull in the season with Vineyard Valentine. Now we're picking back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very weird to think about that. So next week is episode 17. So with that 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, what is it? 5, 6 more episodes. I have to see how many are in this.
Man,
season.
It's 22.
Yeah. So it's like,
we're almost
to the end of Amy and Dan working on this show.
That's wild.
It's so weird.
Isn't that just weird?
Which, look, many shows can sustain the change of a showrunner. The Walking Dead did it. Like, that can happen. And I think West Wing, you know, Aaron Sorkin was there in the beginning, and then it was still good. It's never quite as good, but it can still be good. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch season 7 again.
It really is. I'm a little nervous about it, but we'll see.
Their writing is so specific. I mean, like, I watched Marvelous Miss Maisel, and you can even know in Gilmore, you just know that that's them. So it's very, very specific and hard to match.
Do not be afraid of bunheads. I'm telling you.
Oh, I love bunheads.
I love bunheads.
I love bunheads.
I couldn't get into Maisel, but I loved bunheads.
Oh, Maisel was great, but bunheads was also awesome. I wish bunheads would have gone on.
Yeah.
Maisel. You know, Amy and Dan are like the Laurel and Hardy of TV.
Someone said they're working on something new. Suzanne, do you know?
I'm sure they're working.
They are. There was a casting call out sometime last year for dancers. I don't know the specifics.
It is a ballerina thing. There's something. It does have something to do with ballet.
Maybe it's called Let Your Hair Down. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Who knows?
Oh, yes. Actually, oh my God. There was an article 3 days ago. Gilmore Girls creators are working on a brand new show called
Let Your Hair Down.
No, I can't pronounce this. Hold on. I'll put it in the chat.
Etoile?
Yeah. I don't know how to say it. Etoile?
Yeah, because I would say Etoile. Etoile? I think it has something to do with ballet, right?
Hold on.
That's a French word, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dancers and staff from two ballet companies from New York City and Paris.
Oh, God.
So it's another go around at Bunheads.
Yeah, it's sort basically. Of another stab at Bunheads. But we do need to watch Bunheads, Scott. I know you think we don't, but we do. We're going to, after we finish Gilmore Girls, before we do Gilmore
Where
Girls,
can we watch gotta do Bunheads?
Amazon, I'm sure.
Really? That's what we're doing after
we're going to do Bunheads because you will love it and so many good people are in it. And then we will also ideas. We've got plenty of time before we have to worry about this, but don't worry, we've got ideas.
Apple TV, Amy.
Apple TV has Bunheads. No
idea. What are we gonna call it? I Am All In Bunheads?
Sure, yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah. So okay. Favorite lines. And give your
measuring stick, and Tara, what do you give this episode?
I'm gonna go last because I'm not prepared.
I'll give it nine saw twos.
I'm going to go
nine
last.
Saw twos.
Nine saw twos.
Yeah,
that's 18 saws. So you're giving it 18 saws. Okay, Suzanne.
I am gonna give it. Seven.
Wow. Oh, you punished
Suzanne.
It.
Whoa.
You took it behind the barn and slapped it around.
Suzanne woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Whoa.
I like it, but I don't love it.
Who peed in your cornflakes?
I know. Ouch. I don't like Christopher. Anytime Christopher comes around,
that's legit.
He makes me
that's
nervous.
Legit. That's a two.
I'm going to give it seven.
You cannot like him. You cannot like him intentionally.
Amy, she's entitled to her deductions.
Mm.
Let's just
respect.
And my measuring stick is going to be maraschino cherries.
Oh, good one.
Well done. Really good. Tara?
I'm going to do, actually enjoyed it, 8.5 engagement rings.
Ooh.
Oh, on the nose. Suzanne, you might be swaying me to deduct some more. But I actually, I'm going to go below 9. I think I'm going to do 8.6.
Okay.
3.24. 8.6324 crusts. Kirk nibbling nice. On crusts.
I wanted to do that. That was a good one. Yeah. You know why no one used bacon as why? Their measuring stick? Because we're out of it. We're out of bacon this week. The meat guy's going to have to be fired.
Because his parents.
A 10 out of 10 for the casting director, though.
Oh, because, for sure. Always.
I mean,
always.
Way like, to every, know ahead of time.
Week. Every week.
Right. Way to know how to cast because all those people went on to do more.
Yeah.
And get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Oh, we did we do favorite lines?
No, I was going to say.
No, everybody get theirs.
Tara, you're ready. Go ahead with favorite lines. Fire away.
I was trying to find it, the exact line. So Paris says, you could have hooked up with some hot chick. Doyle says, yes. And Paris says, in Rhinestone Buttons, who was it? Sheila E.
Wait, that's so random.
Suzanne.
My favorite line was in the beginning when Luke said, stop sniffing my fiance.
Oh, that's mine. Well, that take that from me. Oh, that's my line. Amy.
I can pick a different one. I have a backup.
But do you even know what you're saying? I mean, have you even thought about this? And then he pulls out the ring and she's like, oh my God, you have thought about this.
Mm.
It's cute.
Mm. Suzanne, what's your backup? Because I'll use that one.
My backup was when Rory was in the bar, and this is more of a delivery than the line itself, but when she was arguing with the waitress about the cocktail napkins and she puts her hands around him, she goes, I'm so sick of people touching my stuff.
There you go. There it is. Oh, that's my favorite
that was
line.
A good one.
Thank you very much, Suzanne, for providing that. Actually, it was my favorite line. That was one of my favorite scenes in the whole thing.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Next episode, season 6, episode 17, I'm okay, you're okay. Don't forget to get your tickets. Go to our Instagram page, I Am All In Pod Instagram page to get the link for the download for the tickets for the live show and for the streaming for the I Am All In podcast live event, January 17th. Streaming starts January 25th. Best fans on the planet. We love you guys. Keep the cards and letters coming. Smoke signals, whatever you want to send us. Arrows, missiles, whatever you want to send. Love you guys. We'll see you Wednesday night live at the iHeart Theater in Burbank, California. And you can also stream us January 25 on for what, a week, 2 weeks? Amy, what is that?
Oh, yeah. No, a month. We'll keep it up for a month.
Oh, we're going to be able to stream it for a month. So starting on January 25th, you can purchase tickets to stream this for a month all the way into the end of February. So that's great. Anyway, all the best. See you next time. Stay safe. Forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.